Did you hear about that widely anticipated study on mistakes in credit reports? The FTC report found one in five of us with errors on our credit reports, some of which could affect your credit score. There was also the 60 Minutes report called 40 Million Mistakes. Is your credit report accurate? Dimitri talks with Jerry Detweiler, Director of Consumer Education at Credit.com. He asked whether these mistakes are being hyped or whether this really is a serious problem.
I think it's always serious for someone who does find a mistake on their credit reports, but I don't think we should be alarmed that, you know, the system is failing and that most consumers are going to find serious mistakes they won't be able to fix on their credit reports. I think the bottom line of the FTC study, as well as an earlier study, the PERC study, is that, you know, probably somewhere between 1 and 5% of credit reports contain serious enough mistakes that it could affect the price you pay for credit or insurance. So you need to check yours and make sure you're not one of them.
There are mistakes, and then there are mistakes in capital letters. I mean, if you discover a mistake, but you realize it's not affecting your credit, do you not worry about it, or should every single one of these be corrected?
You know, I think that's confusing for a lot of people. They don't always know what affects their score. So a good example is I hear from people all the time who say, I want to clean up my credit. I've got these collection accounts. I'm going to pay them to clean up my credit. And they don't understand that even if they pay them, it's still negative, still on their credit report for the applicable time period. So I recommend that, first of all, you get your credit reports, of course, annualcreditreport.com. That's the site to get them from once a year. And then go over them. And if there's something that looks pretty minor, like a misspelled address, for example, that's perfectly fine to dispute that online. But if there's something more serious, like late payments that aren't correct, and this happened to me, then that's something where I would put it in writing to the credit reporting agency so I have a paper trail.
From others who have tried this, do they get a good response? Do they get them corrected? Or is it a fight that they really have to carry on sometimes for months?
Industry figures say that 3 out of 4 disputes are handled within 14 days. Now, that doesn't always mean it's going to be resolved in your favor. I think there is a subset of consumers who end up in credit report purgatory where they just can't get something corrected. And those are the ones, of course, that I hear from. Those most often happen when someone's been a victim of ID theft, or if they have a name that's been mixed up with someone else and it keeps getting mixed up with someone else. Those cases are really hard to resolve. But for most people, you dispute it, you're going to get an answer back in a reasonable time period, hopefully in your favor.
What do you think about the system as it stands, where we get a free credit report once a year? Don't we have a right to more access to that information so we can make sure our record is clean or get started on fixing that up?
It would be great if we could check our credit reports more often. In addition, you know, you get a free credit score only if you've actually been turned down or charged more for credit. That's something we do at credit.com as well. We give a free credit score, but it's not an inherent right for consumers. So yes, I'd like to see it more often. I will add that there are a couple instances where you can get extra free credit reports if you're unemployed, if you're an ID theft victim, if your state gives you extra copies. So take advantage of those. But yeah, the bottom line is that the CFPB recently reported that only about 20% of consumers see their credit report each year through any source. And that's just kind of pathetic. We need to be checking them.
That's Jerry Detweiler, Director of Consumer Education at Credit.com. She was on Skype.
And that's part of
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55.